The Reds entertain Arsenal this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, Pete Bolster, Craig Cannon, Damian Cavana, all with me in the studio in the heart of Liverpool. We will get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Cav, we sat here before the Manchester City game and we spoke about expectation and we spoke about how those three games over 8 days might play out. Now, we've had two of them so far. I don't think anyone was sitting here thinking 9 points or anticipating 9 points.
No.
But we were probably expecting or hoping for slightly better performances than what we've seen so far.
Yeah. And if we took from that conversation that we had here, the first half performance against Man City, you'd sort of say, well, steady as she goes. Not like groundbreaking or anything like that. But, you know, that's, I mean, we just capitulated, didn't we? Okay, they're a great team, on great form. Good luck to them and all that, but Liverpool didn't cover themselves in any glory for the last three halves of the football matches that they've been involved in. And we know we're up against it. And we know that confidence is low and energy looks shot. And, you know, we're in need of something from somewhere. This was always going to be the hard week. And the hope was that we'd like do something against Man City that was even like, a, you know, come out with battle on us, even though we lost Natalie, something like that. You look at Chelsea and you think, well, you think about how often in the past would it have been a better time to play Chelsea, because they are crap. They're all over the place. But they were looking at us saying the same. And we just didn't have it in us. And I thought that game might have been a 2-2 draw or something like that before it, you know, on the back of the Man City game and thinking it could be a bit wild, this. And we were quite fortunate that it wasn't any worse than a draw, although we could have sneaked it. And, you know, it's such a long way from where we've been and such a long way from where we've been even recently. You know, some of the performances this season, this very season, have given us flickers of encouragement. So, for that reason, we had some flickering encouragement in the conversation that we had, but it's been so flat after that. And, you know, I don't want to be optimistic for optimism's sake. We are a different team when we play at Anfield. The crowd is with us. The crowd is great. And so we really, 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 really 100% need everything to go for us. The crowd has to play a part. The crowd can't go into the ground flat. Well, I trust the crowd. And there are players there who have had enormous trust in. And the trust is waning at the moment because you've got to go with the evidence of your eyes. But are they capable of matching currently the best team in the country because they are top of the table on our own pitch? Yeah. And we need it. And if we don't, then we are currently clinging on by our fingernails in the race for fourth place. And anything short of a win on Sunday means that we're further back than that.